Illegal Migration Spreads Far Beyond New York. By Neil Munro on October 19, 2023. President Joe Biden's migration flood is reaching nearly all districts of the United States and inflicting pocketbook damage to the Americans in towns that have gotten little outside investment during the last 20 years. In the past 3 months, around 110,000 new immigrants headed to the top six cities, while over 340,000 headed to many different communities. According to a report from the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, TRAC, at Syracuse University. The report said 37 counties in 18 different states received 1,000 or more immigrants with new immigration court deportation cases in August alone. Beyond the states with the top destinations in Table 1, these included, in order of counties with the largest number of new immigrants, are New Jersey, Indiana, Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, Arizona, Minnesota, Utah, Colorado, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Massachusetts. 34 counties in an additional seven states received 500 or more immigrants with new court cases during August. These were Washington, Virginia, Connecticut, Nevada, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Michigan. More than 1,230,000 new deportation cases have been added to the court's docket during FY 2023, Track said. Track also provided a map of where recent migrants are going. At the border, video journalists are asking migrants where they are coming from and where they are going to work. In one video of more than 130 migrants, most were from Africa and most were going to New York. But the migrants also listed Boston, Georgia, Connecticut, Louisiana, Arizona, and Ohio as destinations. Another video showed many Venezuelan women and girls heading up to Chicago to join their husbands, fathers, and brothers. The recent arrivals are only a tiny subset of the roughly 45 million legal and illegal migrants invited into the United States, and the court cases are only a minority of the 7.6 million migration-related cases in the courts. For example, Biden's deputies are allowing many economic migrants to fly in through the airports and are also importing many temporary visa workers and legal immigrants. The nation's pro-migration border chief Alejandro Mayorkas is also giving quasi-legal approvals and work permits to at least 50,000 migrants per month, including Rina Lilorm, a former police technician in Haiti. Instead of helping to stabilize poor Haiti, he is now working a low-wage job in Rockland County near New York City that would have otherwise been won by a better-paid, technology-aided American. LowHUD.com reported. He's working at a nearby McDonald's, has gotten a Social Security card and driver's permit. He wants to earn more and build a career. I like learning, Ilorum said. He's taken English classes at CONBIT, Migrant Training Center, and listens to music and watches movies to brush up his language skills. I'm doing my best. Many illegal migrants are also crowding into American neighborhoods, helping to spike housing inflation for American families from coast to coast. In Ohio, the Dayton Daily News reported. When I first came, I was in a three-bedroom house, said Joseph, 48, who arrived in Springfield in August 2021. We had more than 20 people living in that house. The landlords just rent the bed in the bedroom. A room can sleep like 10 people. And sometimes the house has only one bathroom. I'm coming here to work. I don't care if Americans like me or not. I'm doing my job to take care of my family, said Joseph, who now has a work permit, a manufacturing job, government approval to live in the U.S. under temporary protected status, and is assisting fellow migrants. Biden's deputies favor the inflow of poor workers and consumers into the towns that have been hollowed out and depopulated by free trade rules and by the migration-caused shift of business investment to the coastal states. The poor migrants serve as grateful new clients for the Democrats' welfare agencies and as replacement consumers and renters for local business groups. We know as Americans that migration has actually led to tremendous benefits in our own country, a former Biden staffer Amy Pope said in May 2023, adding. We know even recent evidence shows that migration has revitalized communities that have been dying. In fact, I was born in Cleveland, grew up part of my life in Akron, then in Pittsburgh. All of those cities have benefited from migration. Biden's migration has added at least 4 million workers to the nation's workforce. That flood was urged and welcomed by business groups because it cuts Americans' blue-collar wages and white-collar salaries and also spikes housing prices. Migration also reduces marketplace pressure to invest in productivity-boosting technology, heartland states, and overseas markets. And it reduces economic pressure on the federal government to deal with the drug and deaths of despair crises. Biden's easy migration policies are deliberately adding the foreigners' problems to the lengthening list of Americans' problems. Homelessness, low wages, a shrinking middle class, slowing innovation, declining blue-collar life expectancy, spreading poverty, the rising death toll from drugs, and the spreading alienation among young people.